Father, we bless you this day. We exhort you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon us, O Lord. We exalt your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all glory, all honor, all adoration. We return all praise unto you. Thank you, Father, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Lord, we honor you. We exalt your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy. You are worthy. We return all glory unto you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay our crown before you and we worship you. We say, God, you are wonderful. We exalt you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace upon us. Thank you for provision, for protection. Lord, we exalt you. We lay our crown before you. We worship you. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. And Father, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Give him the glory. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare over my day, this day, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I establish the word of the Lord concerning my day. I redeem this day with the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar that is set into this day to work against me, I silence you. I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate grace into my day. I legislate favor and blessings into my day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand upon this day. I release the word of the Lord. This day, you are a day of blessing for me. This day, blessing come forth for me in the name of Jesus. This day, I receive the provision of God. This day, I will not be limited in my supply of help, in my supply of provision. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, God's grace is released upon me in the name of Jesus. I speak over this day, no evil will befall me. I stand on the word of the Lord. The scripture says, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I stand against any weapon of the enemy that is programmed to stand against me this day. You will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand or any evil hand that is stretched towards me, I command you to wither. Today, I move in the strength of the Lord. Today, I walk under the covenant of his promises. I walk under the covenant of his blessing upon me. Whosoever blesses me is blessed. And anyone that curse me is cursed in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The Lord defend me. The name of the Lord defend me in the days of trouble. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Oh, is the Lord my God, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up. You gate of blessing of this day, you are opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I release blessing over my day. I release blessing over my work, over my business, over my family. In the name of Jesus, today I experience the favor of the Lord. Today I enjoy the favor of the Lord. Today I enjoy mercy. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord arise for me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, today all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my day, the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. The Lord open unto me his good treasures. Oh, the Lord bless me, bless my storehouses in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me, bless the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, his grace is released upon me. I lift up the standard of the Lord over my day. Oh, any attempt of the enemy, the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, the rod of the wicked will not fall upon my portion. The scepter of wickedness will not fall upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, this day I walk in the light. I will not walk in error. I walk in the light of Christ. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. The blood of Jesus covers me. The blood of Jesus preserves me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I want us to pray this prayer in just a few seconds. I want you to pray concerning this nation. It is not that we have stopped praying, but because of the time and space on this platform, that is why we try to remove it. But it's like we need to put it back so that everyone can remember to pray for this nation. Pray for Nigeria. Pray for the state where you find yourself. Pray for your environment. Lift up your voice and ask for mercy. Oh, ask for the mercy of the Lord upon Nigeria. Ask for the mercy of the Lord upon your state. Oh, ask that the Lord would disappoint the gathering of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, that the Lord will visit the camp of the wicked with his destruction. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, speak over the state where you are, that the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper. Lord, the enterprise of the wicked will not find footing in this state. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will uproot them. In the name of Jesus, you will uproot them. We declare, Lord, let your peace, let mercy, let it be upon this nation. In the name of Jesus, you will take away the coming together of the wicked over this nation. In the name of Jesus, any coming together group of people that is standing against your will for this nation, Father, you will uproot them. You will uproot them, O Lord. Disappoint their enterprise, that they will not prosper in their will and in their doing over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Let me quickly remind you of our program that is going to come up next week, Thursday, by the grace of God. It's going to be on the 28th of May 2026, by the grace of God. The program is going to start by 12. It's between 12 and 2 p.m. by the grace of God. It's going to be a 2 hours wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. I told you this program is a prayer and prophecy program. We're going to start by 12. The theme for the program is breaking limitation. Come before the Lord, present your life, your business, your family, your ministry before him, and let him break the yoke of limitation that is set upon you. Let the Lord, by his hand of power, push you forward, that he will take you from where you are presently, and he will set your feet upon the solid rock. He's going to set your feet upon your high places and endow you with grace and glory to walk upon them. In the name of Jesus. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Ijokoro Junction, Songo Elele Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday, talking about waiting upon the Lord. This morning, I want to specially speak to ministers of God, workers in his vineyard, children of God that are dedicated to the service of the kingdom. I want to specially speak to you this morning. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. I told you yesterday that waiting upon the Lord simply means it's a time for you to pause and wait for further direction and instruction from the Lord, from your commissioner. Waiting upon the Lord. I want you to hold this in your hand, that the right of call into the ministry is solely owned by God. God reserves the right to call into the ministry. And when the Lord, by his grace, has called you, I said something, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I said it almost in passing, that my Father in the Lord will always say something about the call of the Lord upon your life, that God calling you this time is an answered prayer to the cry of a generation. There is a particular need in the kingdom. There is a cry from a generation for that place to be filled. That is the essence for your call into the ministry. God will not call you into the ministry for just calling sake. There is a purpose. There is a reason for your calling. Now, for you to make good of your calling, you have to understand the place of waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord, it is an active stillness, waiting patiently on the next line of instruction, on next line of action. It is purposeful waiting, prayerful waiting, waiting patiently, waiting obediently, waiting prayerfully upon the Lord to receive the word from him. Yesterday we read from Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 2. I will wait upon the Torah. He said, I will wait and I will watch and see what he will say to me and what I will use to reply when I am reproved. Waiting upon the Lord to receive from him what he's going to give you to take out and what you are going to give to people when they challenge you. That is it truly that you are called by God? Waiting upon the Lord for the right word. Waiting purposefully, waiting for the next line of action, waiting for the next line of instruction, waiting prayerfully, waiting obediently, waiting in the place of the study of the scripture. You wait upon the Lord until he speaks. You wait upon him. Even when waiting seems so foolish from all indications that surround you. One of the things that build up to the rejection of Saul is he has no place to patiently wait upon the Lord. He did not wait when Samuel told him that they should gather up to offer sacrifice unto the Lord. The scripture says that Samuel tarries in his coming, and because the people were going away from him, he stood up and offered the sacrifices. The scripture says immediately while he was offering the sacrifice, Samuel came and he told him, he said, because the people were going away from me. See, waiting upon the Lord takes patience, demands you to close your eyes for what seems to be the reality. The only reality for you at that time is to wait upon the instruction of the Lord, is to wait patiently until he speaks. You want to be a minister with a message. You want to be a minister with a ministry. You want to be a messenger with a message, with a complete message, not half done, not halfway message. Then you have to understand the place of waiting upon the Lord until he speaks. Let me share this testimony with you. There was a season in my life that I had this great zeal that I needed to do something concerning a particular thing. And I decided to separate myself to go to a place of prayer, to go and pray. I went to a prayer mountain to go and pray. I was just going to be there for a day or two. When I got there, I prayed for the first day. The Lord gave me revelation, not even concerning me, but concerning people that we are there. There are a lot of people that goes to prayer place and they are distracted, not facing what they are there for. They were distracted. The angel of the Lord woke me up in that trance and he was instructing me about each one of them and what they came for. And he was trying to give it to them, but they were busy and distracted. And he told me that I should continue in my waiting. The second day, I prayed, waiting upon instruction from the Lord, waiting for the angel to come back and visit me again. Nothing. The third day, nothing. On the fourth day, I heard the voice of the Lord so clear, so trembling. I heard it. It wasn't even the time of praying. I was just sitting down doing nothing. And he spoke to me that this thing that you are about to do, it is not the time for you to do it. Not yet. This is not the time. And that settles the matter. The place of waiting is the place where you receive instruction. No matter the weight of urgency that is upon you, wait upon him. Your strength comes from waiting upon the Lord. Not waiting upon the reaction of the people, but waiting upon your commissioner. Stay until he speaks. No matter what happens around you, your strength is renewed in the place of waiting. The Lord told Elijah, go and appear before me on the mountain. While he was on the mountain, the Lord passed by. And the scripture says, as the Lord passed by, after the Lord passing by, there was a strong wind, so strong that it tore the mountains, even broke the rocks in pieces. But there is a statement there, but God was not there. God was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. The scripture says, but God was not there. God was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was fire. God was not there. And after the fire, then a still small voice. The Lord spoke to Elijah. Understand that the renewal of your strength is given in the place of waiting upon the Lord. The urgency of this season, the urgency of this generation is so high that nobody even bothers to wait patiently upon the Lord. They don't even bother to see if the world is what the Lord wants for this season. All they want is to see what is going on, jump on it, and do what they want to do. But those who truly wait upon the Lord, those who truly want a revelation, those who truly want to do great things will wait upon the Lord. Revelation is not found on the surface. You have to wait upon Him for you to give you the revelation that covers your generation, to give you a revelation that covers your season. Great things are not found on the surface. You have to dig deep into the earth to find it. Beloved of the Lord, wait upon Him. I want to encourage you, their minister of God, their man of God, evangelist, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon Him. I know it is in your passion to hold that revival, to hold that crusade, but wait upon the Lord for further instruction. Wait upon Him. I know that passion is driving you. Yes, you want to start that business. Yes, the idea is burning up in your head. Wait upon Him. Speak to Him. Let Him give you direction so that your business will not become the business of the fool that wearies you because you know not the way to the city. It is the Lord that will point you in the direction that you will go. He will give you your location and He will allocate your resources to you. Dearly beloved, wait upon the Lord. I'm going to stop here this morning by the grace of the Lord. And if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue tomorrow. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. You receive grace from the Lord as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.